the rest of the story. From this day on, every time you hail a yellow cab, you're going to remember John, because John was the godfather of the yellow cab company. The color was no happenstance. That color was carefully selected on the advice of a respected research institute. Optimum visibility was one consideration. And also, John wanted a color to which you would react positively, one which would become synonymous with taxicab forever after. The yellow cab. That was John, always thinking big. Indeed, few transportation tycoons of the 20th century have had such an impact on the industry. Though back in 1925, not even John himself could have imagined the rest of the story. At the age of 11, he'd been a street corner newsboy. After a variety of jobs, a number of years, and an accumulation of cash, he found his way into the livery business. The taxicabs already in use were Keaton's and Thomas Flyers and Cadillacs, about 12 different makes. Seeing the need for uniformity and for a vehicle that could withstand the rigors of taxi service, John ordered the design of a special car for the purpose. The Yellow Cab Company became a reality in 1915, and its success was no mere matter of car or color. Until then, taxi drivers, well, they hadn't the best reputation. More than a few folks considered them thugs, and John reversed that with special training that included gentlemanly behavior. The going rate was $5 an hour. John slashed his rates to $2.50. Now remember, this is a young man, only 35, that we're talking about, fast on his way to becoming a transportation tycoon. I have here a list too long to enumerate of corporate mergers, but it's a businessman's bibliography of wheeling and dealing, each transaction involving tens of millions of dollars, and in each of these enterprises, one name re-arises, John's name. Then there is one more. One more, a semi-hobby franchise business, which John tried, but he tried that one for less than 24 months and discarded it. And yet that one, that little hobby business that he discarded after less than 2 years, that's the one you're going to remember for a long time after I've told you his name. It had been started by a man named Jacobs in Chicago in 1918. It was going no place, so John bought out Jacobs in 1923. He brought the little business under the corporate wing of Yellow Truck and Coach. He dumped the whole thing on General Motors 2 years later. General Motors accepted the fledgling franchise operation as part of a merger because they had to. John's name stayed on the letterhead, and his name is on the letterhead to this day. After more than half a century of changing hands, that business still bears his name. But for that one comparatively insignificant sideline, John's multi-million dollar enterprises might have won him only anonymity. Instead, his name is inscribed in black on gold almost everywhere you look. Of all of his businesses, this was the little one that got away. You probably never knew John as godfather of the Yellow Cab Company, but now you're going to remember him because of a hobby business, which he once had on the side, just a few months in a long and distinguished career in transportation, during which he put you in the driver's seat. His name was John David Hertz. H-E-R-T-Z. Now, you know the rest of the story.